Researchers say a gene could help explain why Alzheimer's disease affects more women than men. The gene increases the risk of developing Alzheimer's in both sexes, but a new study shows the increase is much more pronounced in women. NPR's John Hamilton explains.
Women make up nearly two-thirds of the people in the U.S. diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Michael Graitches, who studies memory disorders at Stanford, says that's something researchers have been wondering about for decades.
And the question has always been, is that simply an effect of, you know, the fact that women tend to live longer, they have increased longevity, or is it that plus something else? And the jury's a little bit out still.
Several large studies in the U.S. and Europe haven't settled the issue. So Graitches and a team of researchers decided to take a different approach. They focused on men and women who carry a gene variant called APOE4 that puts them at high risk of developing Alzheimer's. Graitches says in the general population, about 15% of people have at least one copy of the APOE4 gene.
And then in Alzheimer's disease, the numbers are more like, you know, 50 or 60%. So it's really overrepresented in Alzheimer's disease population.
The team reviewed medical records of more than 8,000 older people. Some had the APOE4 gene, some didn't. The records, many of them part of a data set funded by the National Institute on Aging, showed which people developed Alzheimer's disease over a 3 or 4 year period. And Graitches says when it came to the subset of people who carry the APOE4 gene, there was a clear pattern.
In men, there was really no increased risk in conversion over those 3 or 4 years that we followed them. Whereas in women, the risk bumped up about twofold.
Women with the gene were 1.8 times more likely than other women to develop Alzheimer's, or what's known as mild cognitive impairment. Graitches says the finding offers at least one reason, other than age, that women may be more vulnerable to Alzheimer's.
Even when you control for their increased longevity, we believe that there's an increased risk for Alzheimer's in women. It may be that APOE4 is playing a sizable role in this, but there are probably also other factors that contribute to this increased risk in women.
Graitches says the finding about APOE4 is important for Alzheimer's researchers, but he still doesn't see any compelling reason for most of his patients, men or women, to find out whether they carry the gene.
We've had a few people in their mid-50s come in that have one or two copies of the APOE4 gene. They're perfectly healthy, and they're asking us, what do we make of this?
Graitches says he expects that question to become more common as the cost of genetic testing continues to decline. Michelle Melke, an Alzheimer's researcher at the Mayo Clinic, has high praise for the new study, but she says it still doesn't prove that women as a group are at greater risk for Alzheimer's.
What this highlights is that there are different risk factors for men and women. And in the field, we haven't really looked at that very closely.
For example, Melke says researchers are only beginning to understand the importance of factors like estrogen. She says some studies have suggested that when a woman's estrogen levels decline after menopause, her brain becomes more vulnerable to Alzheimer's.
What is interesting in relation to this paper is that particularly animal and cellular studies suggest that there's an interaction between the APOE4 and estrogen. And so that may possibly be explaining the findings that we're seeing here in humans.
In other words, it's the combination of lower estrogen levels and carrying the APOE4 gene that puts some women at risk. Melke says someday, understanding how Alzheimer's is different in men and women could lead to different drugs or preventive treatments. But at the moment, she says, the advice for men and women concerned about the disease remains the same.
We say what's good for your heart is good for your brain. So exercise is good, controlling hypertension, cholesterol, eating right, doing physical activities, I think are all important for your cognitive function.
The new research appears in the Annals of Neurology. John Hamilton, NPR News.